Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the Wake Up Call DT free app, which you can get from the Google Play Store simply by searching Wake Up Call DT. That's Wake Up Call DT, D as in Dan, T as in Thomas, in the Google Play Store. For all Apple users, iPod, iPhone, and iPad, you can download the free Wake Up Call DT app by going directly to the site wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. Thank you to everyone that's downloaded the free Wake Up Call DT app with now over 430 shows available. You can go back and listen to any one of them. Years of shows that have been put on there. Original stories, original content, comedy, original segments, morals, values, teachings, and just an all-around good time. There's nothing like Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. You've helped me to show that, and I thank you for that. So make sure you download the free Wake Up Call DT app, and you can listen anywhere you are, whatever you're doing. Getting lunch, at work, going for a job, picking up the kids, going for an interview, taking a run. Whatever you're doing, sitting on a plane, you have the free Wake Up Call DT app at your disposal. So make sure that you download it now. And thank you to everyone who's become a free member of WakeUpCallDT.com. You can get your free site press pass right on the homepage. Click on press pass and it'll take you just a minute or so to put in a couple things of information. You got to put in what name you want to be called on there, whatever it may be, and then you could sign yourself up. So make sure you become a member so you don't miss out on any of the content, the insider content on WakeUpCallDT.com, which is free. All you have to do is get your press pass. So thank you to everyone that's done that. I appreciate you listening in. Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, airing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, every single week of the year. Now that we've started off 2015 the right way, let's continue it going here with the annoying moment of the week, proudly brought to you by Carvel DeWitt. Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, proudly brings you the Wake Up Call Sunday, the only place in the world to get it. Carvel is the longest standing franchise in Carvel DeWitt, above any other location. Carvel DeWitt, minutes from Syracuse University and Lemoyne College, is the longest standing Carvel franchise in the United States of America, over 60 years of serving the community. Jay Cartini and his staff are there to help you every single day with fresh handmade cakes daily. Personalize it to your liking, and they truly do everything that they possibly can to make sure that their customers leave happy. And they're extremely creative. There's different cakes that they make. You know, you have during the wintertime, you have a snowman cake or Santa Claus. Then they make their own. They have people on staff that are that good at making the cakes that they've made penguins, they've made dogs. I've seen them all personalized, Hello Kitty. It is truly amazing. And I'm not talking about just grabbing one of those sugar sheets and putting it over that. I'm talking actually physically designing it with the icing. So I have a lot of respect for the staff. I've seen them do it. I've seen the finished product and seen them working on it. So Carvel DeWitt, you definitely want to go out there. Not only is it different from any other ice cream place, but it's different from any other Carvel that I've ever been to. Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, proudly bringing you the Wake Up Call Sunday. And make sure that you go on to Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter at CallDT, that's C-A-L-L-D-T, to get the picture. I'll be putting out a picture coupon, which is when you buy a football cake for football season. Obviously, the playoffs are going on, Super Bowl is coming up. When you buy a football cake, you get a free Wake Up Call Sunday. So it's treating others while treating yourself. You buy the football cake for your party or your family, your friends, whatever it may be. You get the football cake, and then Carvel gives you a free Wake Up Call Sunday. So that is something that only they're doing, only at Carvel DeWitt. Make sure that you get the coupon. So if you're on my email list or on Facebook or Twitter, it'll be available for you. Just look out for it. It will be there on those different places that you can get to, social media and email, from Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora to you. I wanted to treat you while you treat others. So Carvel DeWitt wanted to do something nice for you, and they're going to give you a free Wake Up Call Sunday when you buy a football cake. So make sure that you look out for that coupon. Bring it in. All you have to do is show them, and you'll get your free Wake Up Call Sunday when you purchase the football cake. In the annoying moment of the week, proudly brought to you by Carvel DeWitt for, I believe, 3 years now. Carvel DeWitt gives me the opportunity to reach out to the community, a community that they care about, to talk about things that I care about. And one of those things is the protection and the care of every single human being. I don't care if it's a man or a woman or a child. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever it may be. Latino, Asian, doesn't matter to me. Because every single human being should be treated like a gift from God. Every single human being should be treated like they matter. And there's a word in our language, in the English language, that I do not accept. I rarely say it. If I'm talking about the issue, I don't even want to say the word, but I will say the word in this annoying moment of the week because it's something that needs to stop. And it happens to men and it happens to women. We hear about it happening to women, and it happens to men as well. There is abuse when it comes to men as well. I think it's just, being a man myself, you know, it's something that I think it's not talked about as much because you're embarrassed or you think, how can I be a man and still say this? But I'm reaching out to every single family that's been affected by this, every person, and everyone that's done this, every perpetrator, that you stop. I pray for you. I pray for every single one of you, the victim and the perpetrator, because if you just pray for the victim and you don't pray for the perpetrator, then we're never going to get an end to this violence. You pray for the perpetrator to change their ways. And what I'm talking about is the word, and I really don't like saying it, it's the word rape. Finding out that, and it's all alleged, you know, the charges are there, but it's alleged, is that recently it came out that a member of the Indianapolis Colts, who are one of the four teams in the championship round, one step outside of the Super Bowl, that their linebacker, Josh McNary, has been charged with rape. Now, he pleaded not guilty to the allegations. He denied the allegations and pleaded not guilty. I read some of the report that was provided. And here's the thing. I'm not going to spend the annoying moment of the week talking about Josh McNary. I'm not going to do that. Because it's alleged, so maybe he did, maybe he did not, but that's neither here nor there. What we need to talk about is why rape is in our society. Why that lives. That's not okay. It's not right. There is no explanation that's going to make me go, oh yeah, okay, well I guess you had to do that. It is one of the crudest, cruelest, saddest crimes against humanity that somewhere in this crazy world, somebody thought, hey, why not? Why not force myself on somebody and do something terrible? So this annoying moment of the week, it connects to sports because of Josh McNary. But you know as well as anybody, listening in to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, knowing what I've done over a past decade here, plus, is that my tagline has been where sports meets life. And this is where sports meets life. This is where I have to call out to each and every single one of you and say, if you have been abused, if you have been attacked, no matter who it is, a politician, an athlete, a teacher, student, police officer, a lawyer, whoever has attacked you, whoever has hurt you, whoever has done something heinous to you, don't you ever think for one second that you don't have a support system, that you don't have somebody praying for you, that you don't have someone who loves you, and do not Do not let that person, whatever stature they have, whatever status they have, however many people they know, how much money they possess, don't let any of that keep you quiet. Don't let any of that keep you from standing up for yourself, from standing up for your family, your friends, your loved ones. Don't let anyone, first of all, anyone that does a horrible thing to you, it is not your fault. It is not your fault. Okay? Do I think it's great to get drunk at a bar to a point where you have no idea what's going on? No. But that doesn't mean that it's okay. Just because you're not in complete control doesn't mean somebody can control you. That's not okay. There, like I said, there's never an excuse that I'm going to go, oh, okay, yeah, rape is fine. Because it's not. So, please know that if it's happened to you and you've kept your mouth shut, you've been quiet because of the stature of this person, because of the money that they have or whatever it may be, the truth is the truth, and the truth will always come out. Do not give yourself double the pain, double the abuse, by going through rape and then not standing up for yourself, being afraid to stand up for yourself. I don't want anyone to ever be afraid to stick up for themselves. And I pray that you all have loved ones that are standing by your side saying, you know what, yeah, this is one of the most well-known lawyers in the world, and he makes $1 billion a year. But we still need to say this. Because no one is above the law. And I know some people will snicker and say, yeah, okay, Dan, no one's above the law. If you got money, you're above the law. No, you know what? That's the type of thinking that gets people killed. That's the type of thinking that puts people in a bad way. Thinking that people are above the law, thinking that there are people out there that could do whatever the heck they want and they answer to no rules, number one, they will answer to God at some point. Number two, karma is a piece of that God. Number three, no. No. I am not above the law. You are not above the law. No one is above the law. We want to talk about people being above the law, people buying people off. Yeah, you know what? There are people that think they are. There are people treated as they are. But we can't stand for that anymore. Because I cannot sit here and tell you that if my sister came home, and I don't have a sister. I don't have a blood sister, let me say that. If my sister, hypothetically, my sister comes home and she sits down next to me and she says, I got to tell you something. And then she says to me that she's been raped. I mean, not only would that break my heart, make me cry, I feel emotions going through my body right now for an invisible person. But why does she have to go through that? Or if I had a brother that came home and said the same thing, why does he have to go through that for the rest of their lives and never say anything or else? That crime is bad enough. No or else. There's no or else. We need to stick up for good, wholesome, caring people. We need to pray for the people that aren't being good. We need to pray for the victims as well. But this needs to stop. I don't want rape in our language. I don't want it to be something that my children have to grow up and know what it is. I want it gone, eradicated. Bye! Get rid of it. Like a disease. Let's contain it and destroy it. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. Seeing this come across the computer, I got into sports a long time ago because it's a release. It's a place to get away. For me, it's a break from the typical news, right? You turn on the news and what do they have in the first 12, 13 minutes? A stabbing, a shooting, a rape, a burglary, a robbery, a fire. It's like there's no, hey, there was a new chicken born at the zoo today. You know, 20 people had a baby today. Let's speak to one of the moms on the beauty of childbirth. Let's have a comedian on, God forbid, and let's bring some life to this. It's negative. I never watch the news. I can't tell you the last time I sat down and watched the news. I don't watch the news because the news makes you depressed. My dad used to say to me, how can you not watch the news? Don't you want to know what's going on? You know what? I'll pay attention. Okay, I pay attention. But I don't need to know all that. I don't need to see all of that all the time. That's depressing. That's depressing. I know people that used to watch the news and get more and more and more and more depressed to the point where they literally didn't want to go outside. They didn't want to do anything. That's awful. It's awful. I understand that there are things that happen out there that are not great. They're not good. Case in point, rape. But I took on sports because it's a place where strangers still get to know each other. It's a place where people don't just put their head to the ground and walk on by. It's one of the only things left in this world that will bring strangers together. Sports. Sports. So this is your release. This is a place for you to come and have a good time. And we laugh and we joke. Hopefully be informative, give you something you didn't know before, give you another side of the coin, a difference of opinion, show you that you're not alone. I'm here to bring you positive things. But what I've realized is that even these negative pieces creep into sports. They creep in everything because, like I said, my tagline, where sports meets life, sports, life, connected. People love sports. There aren't people out there that are doing the greatest thing sometimes, and that sports creeps into life. So McNary, he's an example. Okay, whether he did it or not, or what the extent was, whatever. I pray for the woman that was involved. I pray for him, the entire situation, and everybody that's involved. But I look at it like this. This is not a character assassination of McNary. I barely talked about him in this segment. This is a way for me to say what needs to be said. I am a man standing here today. You have to believe I'm standing up because you're listening in, but I am. I promise you, I wouldn't lie to you. I can't live with myself if I lie. That's how big my conscience is. I'm standing here today to tell you that I will stand by every single one of you. All my prayers, all my hopes. We are one community. If you're listening in from, you know, and you knew me from my time in Pennsylvania or Florida or New York, or you've never met me, you're listening from California, North Dakota, Texas, China, Italy, Canada, wherever you're listening in on, number one, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to have some of your time. Number two, you're not alone. You are not alone. You are never alone. I've told that to people recently, people in my life that I think, you know, need that self-esteem boost, need that help. And I needed it in the past, and I need it now. I need it sometimes now. I'm not ever the guy that's going to puff out his chest and say, I'm God, I do everything right, I never make a mistake, and I'm perfect. I've been around people like that. It's exhausting. I am here to tell you that you are not alone. Whether it be rape, domestic violence, which hit home for me, and I'm not talking about my parents. I have very, very good parents. Domestic violence, rape, child abuse, all of that. Okay? It's not a fad. It's not, well, you know, Adrian Peterson, he's really not in the news now. We got to talk about ISIS. You know, we just found an ostrich on YouTube that can ride a skateboard. So, you know, we don't have to say anything more about Ray Rice punching his girlfriend at the time in the face. Yes, we do. We don't have to single out Ray Rice. We don't have to single out Adrian Peterson. We don't have to single out Josh McNary. I'm not asking us to assassinate the character and the reputation of these people. If they continue to do bad things, they will destroy their own character. They will destroy their own reputation, and that's on them. That's on them. They have to choose to do better. But they're examples. Our society needs to get rid of these things. Child abuse should not be real. It shouldn't be happening. It shouldn't just be something that, well, I don't beat my kid, but I know Bob beats his. And, you know, that's just, you know, he's a different parent. No. He's not a different parent. He's not doing a good thing. Yeah, you know, domestic violence, I don't get involved, but, you know, I know Samantha likes to beat up David every once in a while. No! That's not okay. And some people might laugh and think it's a joke, but women do get violent on men, and men get violent on women. Men might not talk about it because they feel emasculated. Well, guess what? You need to talk about it. Like I said, I've been close to domestic violence in my past, and when you get close to it, and you realize what certain people are capable of, you need to talk about it. You need to get it out. You need to feel protected. And whether you're a man or a woman or a child, you can't be afraid. I know that it is easy to be afraid. I know that it is sometimes the only thing you got is to be afraid. But I'm standing here today to tell every single one of you, whether or not it's ever happened to you in your life, and I hope it hasn't, or to your loved ones, and I hope it hasn't, and that it never will to any of you. But people need to know there is support, there is love, there are prayers, there is hope. And I know that I choose to believe in a God, and I've told you numerous times on my show, you don't have to believe in God, you don't have to this, that, and the other thing. I'm never going to force my opinion on you. I'm never going to force my faith on you. I'm just going to share it. I believe in God. I pray for all of you every single day. I pray for all of you that hate what I do, that hate the way I write, that hate the way I speak, that hate the way I go about my business, that hate how I do this and hate how I do that, and hate. Because guess what? You all need love. Because haters are some of the laziest people in the world. When you are so concerned with somebody else that you are hating and hating and hating and hating, when you sit at your computer and you wait for somebody to post something on Twitter so you can post a derogatory, negative, racist, prejudice remark, whatever, toward them, you have no life. I learned this a long time ago in school. When you spend the majority of your day talking about somebody else, it's because you have nothing to say for yourself. You have nothing accomplished. There's no hater in the world that's working hard at anything other than hating. Because if you're working hard, you don't have time to hate. I don't have time to hate anybody. I don't have any time for that. I got time to love, but I don't have time to hate. So let me finish up the annoying moment of the week by saying this. Proudly brought to you by Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. For everyone in the community, know that you're not alone. Know that you have love. Know that there are people behind you that believe in you. And know that no person is above the law unless we put them there. So I hope that anyone that's ever been affected by rape, child abuse, domestic violence, anything, murder, robbery, anything, any of these things that I don't understand why human beings do them or how they even thought of them in the first place. Please know I have your back. You have my support. You can do this. And if you remember nothing else of what I said today, remember this. God loves you. He does. God loves you. He, she, however you want to call him. God loves you. He loves you. And you can handle this. God loves you, and you can handle this. Proudly brought to you by the annoying moment of the week from Carvel DeWitt here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll take a step aside here on the show when we get back. You and I will hear from the Syracuse Orange men's basketball team. We'll hear from Rakeem Christmas after his 35-point performance. We'll also hear from Trevor Cooney, as well as Ron Patterson and Caleb Joseph. That's all coming up right here where sports meets life on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. You can download the app by going to the Google Play Store and searching Wake Up Call DT. That's Wake Up Call DT. You can also get it for Apple products, iPhone, iPad, and your iPod by simply going straight to this website, which will give you everything that you need to download it. You go to this website, wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. Going to that site, all you have to do is click on Quick Launch, and that'll bring you to it, and you will have it. The app is free, over 430 shows. You can listen to them anywhere in the world, anytime you want, and you'll never lose the signal. You'll always have it with you. And if you download it today, you get every show before today, including this show. So thank you so much for downloading Wake Up Call DT, the free app. Thank you to Apple and the Google Play Store. Truly appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate the fact that the app has been out there for a couple of years now, and it's good to know that Apple and Google Play do some great things for people that want to start their companies and make their dreams a reality. So you can do it too. And I'm thankful that I've had the opportunity to through Dan's Torah Broadcast Media. As promised, Syracuse Orange, they had a huge game against Wake Forest. I think that it is only fitting to not only hear from them, but to talk about that game. But before we do that, before we talk about the game against Wake Forest, before we talk about Syracuse being 4-0 in the ACC through the first four games and all of that, and hear from the players, I want to bring you a special one-on-one conversation that you're only going to hear right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app. And that is my conversation with Steve Evans, the head coach of the Le Moyne College Dolphins. 12 wins in their first 16 games. They have not done that since 1997, 1998. So huge for them. It has been 17 years since they could say that they won 12 games in their first 16 tries. Steve Evans coming on the show, talking about a child that they added on to their team, Nathaniel, that is fighting cancer, that has adversity above anything you'll ever see on a basketball court or anywhere in that respect when you're in game play. Nathaniel, we're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about New York recruiting and bringing in those student athletes that are from the state of New York to Le Moyne College, as well as how recruiting has been going, how the team's been doing, the senior leadership, as well as the young players that are on the Le Moyne College Dolphins men's basketball team, all here with Steve Evans right now to speak with me. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Dan. Pleasure to be on with you.
Now, Steve, first and foremost, you and I talked before the season, and we had discussed how you're looking for the right character guys. If someone is talented, but they don't care about the team, they don't have personal responsibility, they're not going to be a part of your squad, that you really cared about getting the right guys together, not just talented guys together, but the right people. How do you feel the team atmosphere has been, and do you feel like you have the right guys right now?
Well, I think anytime you put a team together, those are the things you aspire for. And, you know, I think overall our program is doing really well. That's not to say that we don't have the individuals that need a little extra help in areas to improve, but that's what you strive for. You try to find the right pieces that fit together, and I think you don't want a team of all clones, and where we have kids that come from different backgrounds and different education levels and different athletic abilities as well. And I think when you mesh all them together, you can really put together a good team, because each one can learn from another, where you have some kids that socially are great and academically struggle. You know, that balance you can find within a team, not only on the court and how people pass and play and move, but also off the court, how they can help each other as people improve as well. So I think when you put a team together, the best teams are the ones that can do it on and off the floor. And I would like to think that overall this year our team has done a good job in both areas, but it's not to say that we don't have our issues and our struggles that we have to deal with like most teams.
When you look at your team and what it's comprised of, as far as some of the adversity that you've had to overcome, what are some of the things this season that, I mean, obviously 12 wins and 16 tries is a good start to it, but what is some of the adversity that has had to be overcome? Are there any hurdles that you feel like this team has already jumped over at this point?
Well, we've done a good job of handling adversity to start off the year, and I wouldn't even say it's adversity. I would say they're you know, challenges that, you know, if you keep your eye on the goal, that they're not so much obstacles, they're challenges to overcome. And one of the first challenges we had to overcome was playing 9 games in 21 days, of which, you know, 7 of those games were on the road against really good competition. So to start off the year, we had those challenges. And then we went almost in a reverse order where we lost our gym because they were doing some renovation to it. And we had to do some practices over to the Carrier Dome and the Mello Center. And we were grateful to Syracuse for that. But ultimately, we then played 3 games in 25 days. So we went from playing a lot to playing a little. And I think finally right now we're getting back into a rhythm where we play 2 games a week, and I think with school getting started here in another few days, team, it's been difficult this year. We've done a good job of managing that.
When you've had to go over to the Mello Center and the Carrier Dome during points this season, what type of teaching lesson could that be? Was it more difficult to not be on Ted Grant Court? How did you kind of handle that whole situation of being away from home but being right down the road? Did that affect anything? I mean, how did having to practice on Syracuse's campus have anything to do with Lemoyne basketball and not being on your home court?
Well, I just think it was just the routine was different. And it's one thing if it's an occasional thing where, hey, we have on Friday, we're not going to use our gym because somebody else is going to be in there, and it's just an occasional thing. This was more of a routine and a habit that we were going to a different gym every night for 3 weeks straight while our gym was being renovated. So it was great. We've got brand new baskets now. We've got a fresh coat of paint. We have new scoreboard. So there's a lot of benefits to that that we're able to see now as program. And, you know, it was just a little bit of a hardship because, you know, we're packing up and going to a different place every day for practice, and that was also around exam time as well. So our kids were, had a little bit of an extra burden to take on. And, you know, you just don't really have that freedom for after practice to get up extra shots and things like that. So, you know, what do you take from it? We just turned it around and said, what an awesome opportunity for our kids to play in the Carrier Dome, which obviously on campus facility, one of the best, if not the best in the country. And then also to be in the Mello Center, which is a huge selling point if you're Syracuse University. It's one of the best practice facilities in the country as well. So for Lemoyne to be able to utilize those two facilities is a great thing, and it's only a few miles down the road. So it was definitely better than playing at my son's elementary school, which was the next option over to Holy Cross.
Now, I want to look at your backcourt and what you've been able to do there with the veterans and just what you can say. I mean, obviously, I've been covering Lemoyne and looking at this season and seeing that, you know, a lot has come from the backcourt, a lot of scoring, one guy with 8 20-point games, another with 9 20-point games this season. So to just go into your veteran backcourt and what those two gentlemen, Nate and Kadir, have meant to you.
Well, they've been an awful lot, and anytime you have a good backcourt, you have an opportunity to score and take care of the basketball and just keep the ball moving. But it's not an individual game, and it's never one person. I think when you look at our game and you watch us play, the ball moves well, and everybody has certain roles within the team. And a lot of the baskets that these guys are scoring are coming off of really good screens that are being set by teammates. And we have to make great reads. Whether or not the teams are playing the pick and rolls different ways, the ball has to move to the right place to make things happen. The good thing is the ball is moving to the point where it's getting back in the hands of our best scorers to be able to make plays. And that takes some sacrifice from guys that have good shots that decide to make the ball move a little bit more to find it in the hands of somebody that can make a better play and have a great shot.
When you look at this team, and like you said, everybody has their role, and it's obviously not one guy or just a couple people, what can you say about some of those role players that aren't showing up on the stat sheet? Who are some of those guys that stick out to you as a coach that are doing the work and putting in just as much work, if not more, when it comes to what they're doing on the court and in practice that maybe don't show up on the stat sheet? Who are some of those catalysts that may not be the numbers guys, but are definitely guys that you need on this team?
Well, when I think of our team this year, we needed somebody that was a freshman to step up, and we found that in Russell Sangster. He's a freshman who really is about as high-level defensive player that I've ever coached, and he's the type of kid that within 2-3 weeks of practice had a really good match of how we play and the style that we play. Unfortunately, from an offensive standpoint, you know, he's challenged in that he struggles shooting the basketball. However, he still finds ways to attack the basket and get into the paint and create for others. And defensively, he just has a great nose for the ball, and he's where he's supposed to be. He gets a lot of deflections, he gets steals, and we need him in the game for us to win. And it just goes to show that it's not always about putting up points, because overall, we wouldn't win without him being on the floor. That's how important he is to our team. can really affect our team in a positive way on the defensive end.
When you look at what he's been able to do, and as you did, you know, talked about Nate and also Kadir and what they've been able to put together, how would you really describe this team and define the team that, you know, you do have some veterans, and then you do have a lot of young guys that have comprised the team for this season, 2014-2015. How do you kind of define the mission statement of this team? Where is the team at in your mind as far as how all of these young guys, as well as some of the veterans, have come together? What have they kind of created as far as a picture for you?
Well, I think the biggest thing is our identity. You know, we want to be a team that's tough, smart, and together every time we step on the floor. And we've done that for 40 minutes. We've really been able to put it on some teams and have some nice wins. And we've been able to compete with teams that are of our level and come away with victories. I think we've been very comfortable in the last 5 minutes of games, in close games. All you have to do is look at our scores, and you'll see that our record is deceiving when you see how many wins we have and you see how many games have been decided by 5 or less points. As you know, those games come down to one possession, a free throw. We're winning a majority of those games this year. It has to do to our toughness, the fact that we're smart, the fact that we play together. Now, whether or not we can continue those things, and whether or not you know, the road ahead, as you get closer to the end of the season, you know, you do have to keep grinding. We're a team that's not very deep, so if we lose a player to an injury, or if we don't have somebody, obviously our roles will change, and with that will be new opportunities for guys to step up, and the team will have to adjust. So I think, you know, the future of this team, the way this season is going to play out, is going to be an exciting one to see.
When you talk about those close games, and obviously you've had some of those recently that are coming down to the wire and having to make certain free throws or make a big shot, you said that it comes down to the toughness of this team, that they've been able to get that done. What are some of the other ingredients that you feel have separated your team when it is a one possession or a 5-point game with a few minutes to go? Besides toughness, what do you think has really excelled the team to know that when it all comes down to that final possession, that final 30 seconds, that final free throw, that they're able to make those shots? Besides toughness, what else goes into it in your mind?
Well, I think the big thing is experience. I think our guys, you take last year's team, this was a similar recipe. Our guys were in a lot of close games, and we found ways to win, and I think it's the same thing our guys are doing now. You know, we do a lot of practices where we are in these situations in practice. But it's always different in the game, and I think our kids have found a comfort in the last 5 minutes being in close games, and I think it's the experience point of anything, that when we look up and we see it's a close game with 2-3 minutes to go, our guys are very comfortable in that situation and almost are more excited than nervous to play that game out.
As far as what the team has been able to bring this season, I want to talk about somebody that you honor to bringing on the team, and that's Nathaniel Henry, who is from Casanova, New York. And obviously, if you go online on Lemoyne College Dolphins website, he is one of your players that's on there, honored by being a part of the team. Just your decision to bring on Nathaniel Henry and what he means and connecting to the community through Lemoyne, just what that decision was to really honor a child who's battling things a lot bigger than basketball.
Well, I think you said it right there. It was an excellent opportunity. Through Team Impact, is the organization that we dealt with, we were on a list for about 2 years leading up to this in the hopes to get somebody to join our team. And basically what it does is takes kids, most of the kids in this program are cancer kids that you know, are coming through the process, and it's a situation where they really don't have a team. They don't have they miss out on those opportunities to play Little League or whatever it may be. So they get a chance to join a team. And what we did is we brought Nathaniel onto the team last year in early February. We had a press conference, and I can remember the first day he joined our team, we had lost 2 games in a row, and we took the court. He was in there, and you know, we just saw this young kid that didn't weigh too much, and but he had a look in his eye, and he had a smile on his face, and he just really took to the team. And as the days went on, any day that he could be with our team, he would be be there. He's at most of our home games along with his family. And I think one of the things that we've done is, you know, we just have such a grateful feeling for him and what he brings to our team. And it's worked vice versa. There's days where he does things with our team as far as stretching and running. I can remember one story where his father was videotaping him, and I asked, what are you doing? He said, well, I've never seen my son run backwards before because a lot of the chemotherapy that he goes through builds up in his ankles, and his joints won't work for the physical therapist to walk backwards, more or less, than even run backwards. But I thought it had cured his eye as Nathaniel was jogging backwards with our guys. So amazing what being a part of the team can do for
when you have somebody like that, how much has it inspired this team and the group of guys that you have on the team this season? How much do you feel Nathaniel's presence has affected the team? Keeping with the community, you have six different players that are from the state of New York. When you're out there recruiting and you're out there looking for the right people to fit your system, how important is it for you? And I know it's not necessarily, you know, Mount Vernon, Poughkeepsie, it's not the backyard of Syracuse, New York, but in the state of New York to get homegrown talent, how important is it for you to have that? Or is it just the luck of the draw that the best talented guys that you thought you could get just so happen to be from New York?
Well, I think we do. We have to look at, when he is around our school, because you want people to come to a school that they're familiar with and have somewhat of a connection to. And if we can recruit within a local area, that's what we want to do. But then again, within our league, we're playing one of the top Division II conferences in the country, and we've got to find players that can help us win at this level. So we're always going to look close to home, and but consider some place like Mount Vernon close to home. All you got to do is go to Glens Falls every year, and usually Mount Vernon's got a team in that big tournament. So some players, great person for us to have as an ambassador for Lamar, so that we can go down there again. Hopefully recruit a kid in the future. Getting New York State kids is great, but we've got to get kids that can help us win no matter where they're from. So the way recruiting works now, when you get on a plane and you go somewhere and watch an AAU event, you see kids from all over the country, all over the world, and you've got to find the right fit and hopefully the best kids for your program and your school.
How do you feel the road of recruiting has responded to your team in Lemoyne? When your name is out there and you tell them where you're from when you go to these games, how do you feel they have responded to you at this point?
Well, I think we've got a really good reputation, not only being a school that plays in a great league in the Northeast End, but we add on top of that we're a Jesuit school, and there's 28 Jesuit schools throughout the country, and you can piggyback on the success of those institutions, whether you talk about schools like Georgetown, Marquette, Gonzaga, Iowa. I mean, these are all schools that people are well aware of the type of education you receive at a Harvard Jesuit School, and for us to be able to offer that at a division level makes us very unique. And, you know, you take on top of that that we can compete and win a national championship. That's what we're striving for in all our athletic programs at Lamar.
And lastly for you, Steve, when you look at this team and where they're at currently in this moment, in this second that we're talking about it, what more do you want to see out of your team right here as you stand? What are the first things that pop into your mind that you want to see the team do a little bit more of, do a little bit less of? What are those key areas that are sticking with you right now as you look forward to the next game and the rest of the season?
I'd say the biggest thing, Dan, is that we continue to improve. You know, there's every area we need to improve upon as a team. We need to improve and make sure that we have a great attitude every day, that we come to work, prepare, play, and hard every day in practice, that we're making a commitment to defense, that we're playing unselfish basketball. Those are all ways that we can be great, but we have to be a consistent day every day. The guys that aren't playing a lot on our team need to come to practice every day in shape, ready to push the starters, make sure that we're getting as good a look as possible. And a lot of times you get to this point of the year and, you know, the starters, those are the guys that, you know, they know what's in front of them every day. It's the guys on the bench that need to step up right now and make sure that they're bringing energy and practice, that they're helping us improve as a team. If they've stopped improving, if they've lost their drive to improve, they're not helping our team. And ultimately, you know, those are the things that I would like to see as a coach. I'd like to see our team just continue come to work every day, win or lose, not get caught up in the outcome, get more caught up in the process of getting better. That's one of the things that that I try to continue to stress with our team every day, that wins and losses take care of themselves. But if you're constantly working hard, have a great attitude, and try to improve, you'll be going in the right direction.
Well, Steve, as always, I appreciate everything that you do with this team, as well as in the community and the person that you are and the vision that you have. So I thank you for coming on, and I know that you and I will be doing some things in the near future here, in a bright future. So as always, I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Appreciate being out with you.
I want to thank Steve Evans once again, head coach of the Lemoyne College Dolphins men's basketball squad, here with me in that one-on-one exclusive that you'll only find on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. Thank you for listening into it. We'll take a step aside here on WakeUpCallDT.com and your free Wake Up Call DT app to hear from our partners. And when we swing back around, we'll be talking about Syracuse and hearing from Rakeem Christmas, Trevor Cooney, Ron Patterson, and Caleb Joseph.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. As promised, Syracuse one-on-one conversations coming up in just a few moments. But before that, the winning drive special segment that you'll only find here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app, proudly presented by Honda City of Liverpool. Go visit them at 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. And also, you can call them, set up an appointment, 315-451-6750. For Honda City of Liverpool, that's 315-451-6750. Call them up, get yourself set up, and get in your new car, truck, whatever it may be, van, CRV today. So many different choices. Honda is what I trust. I drive a Honda. I'm not someone who's driving a Ford talking about Honda. I drive a Honda. I love my Honda. I love what the product does. I have a CRV. I've had two CRVs in my lifetime, different models. Love them both. My 99 CRV saved my life. The way that the car is built, the way that the Honda CRV, the 99, the way that that was built saved my life when I got hit by a drunk driver in New York City. And now I have my Honda CRV, my new Honda CRV. I love it. It has been a phenomenal car. When I'm driving in the winter weather, I barely feel it. Out of all of winter, I felt a couple slides. But the car doesn't go out of control. You feel safe in it. And it's something that my wife appreciates because she's not a big fan of driving in the snow. And I know a lot of people aren't. I know a lot of people listening in are not a big fan of driving in the snow, especially if you're in central New York. So, or any part of New York. Buffalo, I hear you. Rochester, so, as well as Syracuse, Watertown. Nobody liking the crazy snow and the cold and how it keeps the ground icy. So, you know, my wife, as I was saying, she's not a huge fan of driving in the snow, but being in the CRV, she feels safer. She doesn't worry about it as much. So this is something that's truly helped her to kind of handle that. She never liked it. She had, and I don't have to name the brand, but she had a car before. It slid a lot. She got herself in the Honda CRV. She feels safe now. She feels like she can drive in anything. So even if she drives a little bit slower, whatever that may be, when it comes to a CRV, it's helped my wife to feel safe. It's helped me to feel safe. I know the safeness of it, and I know the quality of it, because, like I said, I had a CRV before. So I went right back to Honda. I went to Honda City of Liverpool. I went to people that care about me. I went to people that were willing to work with me, to describe to me what I'm getting, to look at the value, to look at the overall price, to look at what comes with it. Any question I had through the process, Honda City of Liverpool was not rude. They weren't disrespectful. They weren't pushy. They didn't ignore me. They didn't ignore my questions. They didn't give me some type of political answer. They talked with me. They treated me as a human being. And I believe it's safe to say that most of us out there, should be all of us, I would think, but let's say most of us out there, you want good customer service. I guess the people that don't want good customer service are the ones that don't give it. But usually those are the people that want it the most. The people that are terrible at customer service get really mad when they don't have good customer service. But Honda City of Liverpool has the type of customer service where you feel like you're just relaxing at home and just so happen to be buying a car. Just so happen to be leasing a car. Just so happen to be getting a new car, used car, whatever it may be. Whatever your liking is, whatever you can afford in your budget, Honda City of Liverpool specifically is where I go. Not just Honda, but Honda City of Liverpool. That's where I've been. That's who I trust. I appreciate the atmosphere. I love the way that I was treated. I love the fact that I felt like I could do it. And it was one of the big steps in my life to get my Honda CRV. So it's a memory that I will always have, and I will always have it with Honda City of Liverpool. Get to them now, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York, and call them 315-451-6750. That's 315-451-6750. They proudly bring you the winning drive, which every single week I look through the world of sports and find a drive that I think is notable. Specifically important for you to know, no matter where you are, no matter who you are a fan of, whatever it may be, whatever sport you love, there are teams out there that have huge moments that need to be addressed, need to be talked about, need to be commemorated, and the winning drive for this week goes to the Syracuse Orange men's basketball team up against the Wake Forest Demon Deacons at home. Game goes into overtime, Syracuse winning 86-83. And I give credit to the Syracuse Orange, and I give it specifically to the Big Three, who I call the necessary trio. It's what I have dubbed Rakeem Christmas, Trevor Cooney, and Mike Benajay from weeks back, the necessary trio. 86 points were scored for the Syracuse Orange. Mike Benajay, Rakeem Christmas, and Trevor Cooney accounted for 73 of the 86 points scored by the Syracuse Orange over Wake Forest. I said before that if Syracuse wants to win, if they feel like that they can win, the way that they win is through these three. Now, obviously, you want your help. You want your Tyler Obersons and your B.J. Johnsons and Rod Pattersons and Chinonso Oboko. You want all those guys to step up. Every single one of them to step up. Caleb Joseph, you want them all to step up. It would be a lot easier on these guys if they stepped up. But they're stepping up in a huge way this season, and the necessary trio is making it possible for Syracuse to stay in games. So they need to stay hot. They need to stay with it. Trevor Cooney has shown it. Rakeem Christmas has shown it. I believe they understand the leadership that has been placed on their shoulders. And with Mike Benajay, I feel like he's getting there. I feel like not as consistent, but when you see him make shots, he had three big threes up against Wake Forest, every single one of them coming at a perfect time when it was needed most. So Mike Benajay doing some good things, had a double-double in the game. So a lot of respect there. Anybody that can pull off a double-double, you definitely have to see that as a big thing, but the consistency is key. Not two double-doubles a season. You need to average a double-double, especially on this year's Syracuse Orange men's basketball team. So let's take a look at it. The winning drive. This is a little bit different. The winning drive, you think, is their last second shot? Well, that would have been Wake Forest. That would have been Wake Forest shot that I was live at the game, at the Carrier Dome, sitting there right by the basket of that final shot where I saw the ball come up, hit, roll around the rim, and pop out. Wake Forest could not miss. I don't think that their actual statistics justified how they played the game. I don't think that they were adequate. I know that there were a lot of guys that did some good things. Cody Miller-McIntyre was 9 of 17. He had 24 points in the game. And then Metalagu, 10 of 13, had 26 points in the game. So for their 83 points, you have 50 of them coming from those two guys. Definitely did some huge things in the game, but when you look at their three-point shooting, 9 of 25, I feel like that should be 24 of 25. 20 of 25. 20 of 25, I think that makes more sense. When I saw 9 of 25, I said, well, somebody missed something in the stat sheet, because that to me was not the game that I was watching. I mean, it looked like Wake Forest could not miss in the game. That last, I mean, who throws up a last second heave and it hits the rim and rolls around the rim? And maybe I go in, but maybe I don't. Now, Syracuse been in two situations this season in the ACC. Two situations. Up against Virginia Tech, last second shot, hit the rim, right? Didn't fall in. Then you look at this one. Wake Forest could have forced two overtimes, but the ball didn't roll in. So Syracuse playing it close to the vest. They played out of their first four ACC games, they're 4-0. Three of those four games cumulatively have been won by 6 points. Three of those four, 6 points. They beat Virginia Tech by 2, they beat Georgia Tech by 1, and they beat Wake Forest by 3. 6 points over 3 wins. And I know people are sitting there, and this is what people always say to me. Dan, a win's 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 a win. Right? A win's a win. Right? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's say this. This team, as opposed to the 25-0 start last season, the difference is that Syracuse was getting away with it. They were just getting away with it. It's like all these mistakes, but they got away with it. This season, they're playing close games because they don't have a ton of places they can ask to get their offense from. Their defense has been struggling and allowing a lot more points than they did last season. So I think this year it's more of they're doing what it takes to win and they're grinding it out. It's gritty. I'm not saying that the 25-0 start wasn't grinding it out and wasn't doing what you need to do, but there were moments where Syracuse just got away with it. The NC State game is one of the ones that comes to mind. It was just, yeah, should have lost, but we didn't. These games, Syracuse is doing everything that they possibly can with what they have in that game. I feel like this team is more of a grind it out, we're gonna beat you, do whatever we have to do. I think this is more of the team that there's not much water coming out of the faucet, but we're going to take every single drop that's coming out and eventually we'll make a full glass of water. That's what I think that the team is this season for Syracuse men's basketball team 2014-2015. So, that winning drive, like I said, it's a little bit different. It wasn't a last-second shot. Instead, it was free throws. Something that I have said numerous times is an extremely, extremely important thing to have. Now, some people don't care about it, but and we'll hear from Rakeem Christmas what he had to say to me about it. He was 6 of 6 in overtime free throws. 6 of 6. The first time he went to the line, 2 for 2, made it a 3-point lead for Syracuse. 2 for 2 again, got it back to a 3-point lead for Syracuse. 2 for 2 the last time, made it a 5-point lead for Syracuse. Then, even though he went 1 of 2, got to give credit to Trevor Cooney, despite making 1 of those 2, making one of them made it a 3-point game. So Wake Forest needed a 3 to win with 3 seconds remaining, as opposed to the 3 would have won it. So that shot could have been a lot different that rolled around the rim and came out. So obviously Trevor Cooney going 2 of 2 would have pretty much ended the game there with 3 seconds to go. You can never say that it guarantees an end to the game. I've learned that from watching Syracuse for a very long time. If Syracuse is up by 5 with 3 seconds to go, that doesn't mean it's the end of the game. And so, I mean, it's just not. So Syracuse, obviously you want Trevor Cooney to go 2 of 2 to make it a 4-point lead, but I think the big thing and the big winning drive for Syracuse was free throws. If we look at just Rakeem Christmas and Trevor Cooney, that's 7 for 8 on free throws. 7 for 8. And they won by 3. They needed every single one of those. So this winning drive goes to free throws. This winning drive goes to something I've been talking about forever. And if you don't believe me how important free throws are, get the book. If you do believe me, get the book. 15 feet for free from Jim Lee. He's a Syracuse men's basketball alum. Jim Boeheim called him the best shooter he's seen at Syracuse from 15 feet away. Best shooter from Jim Boeheim, almost 40 years as a head coach. And he called Jim Lee the best shooter, and he put it on the book. Jim Lee, definitely want to pick this up. It has morals, values. It talks about family, the relationship between parent and child, as well as teaching about the fundamentals of basketball and these fundamentals of basketball linking to the fundamentals of life. See the connection there? My company, where sports meets life. 15 feet for free, where sports meets life. Jim Lee, get the book. You can get it at authorhouse.com. Type in 15 feet for free on authorhouse.com. Half of the money. If it wasn't important enough with free throws, wasn't important enough with this team this season, wasn't important enough for every Syracuse fan to have and every basketball fan to have and every sports fan to have and families just to have because maybe you can't get your kids to read The Grapes of Wrath or To Kill a Mockingbird, but they'll sit down and read a sports book, and they're going to learn about family values, and they're going to learn about things that are important in any walk of life, with any job they're going to do, with any family, wherever they are. They're going to learn that from 15 feet for free. Because it's so much more than a sports book. When I was growing up as a kid, my parents bought me sports stuff all the time, and I was more apt to read that because it had to do with sports. So get it for the kids, get it for you, get it for your teams. If you're a coach listening in, grab it. Obviously, in this winning drive, proudly brought to you by Honda City of Liverpool on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. Phone number 315-451-6750. This winning drive depended on free throws for the Syracuse Orange. So this book is showing you why, when you have that dependency that every single team has at some point in their season on free throws, why leaning on this book can help you become a better free throw shooter and help you with anything. Can help you as an entrepreneur in your business. Can help you when it comes to handling adversity in life. And it's an easy read. So basically what I'm telling you is it is where sports meets life, but it's good for every single person, even the non-sports fan. Get it now, 15 feet for free, authorhouse.com. The bonus of buying this book is that 50% of every book bought goes straight to veterans. It goes to help United States veterans. So that, to me, out of everything that this book does, if it gave no money, had no charity, it's worth getting. But the moment that Jim Lee sat across from me and he said, I want you to help me with this book. I want you to help me get it out to the people because I don't want the book to get rich. I'm not using it to make money for myself. I want the book so that I can give back to vets because every single month I cut them a check and I give it to the people that need it most because his father was a vet. So add to that. What you give by buying 15 feet for free on authorhouse.com gives to those people that help establish our freedom. Thank you for your gift today. Authorhouse.com, 15 feet for free. That is the winning drive. Syracuse free throws and Rakeem Christmas, the forward center, is a better free throw shooter than most. Better free throw shooter than Trevor Cooney. Trevor's been good this season, but the best free throw shooter in the clutch so far has been the man, Rakeem Christmas. 35 points in the game against Wake Forest. His average in his first season, 2.5. Second, 5.1. Third, 5.8. This season, 17.1. That game, 35 points. More than doubled his average in points per game for this season, and almost 6 times his average last season. 5.8 points per game last season, 35 in this game. Almost 6 times what he was typically getting. Huge respect for Raheem Christmas in this game. The most points he had against an ACC opponent was back on February 15th, 2014 against NC State, which was 14. He's now taken 14 and added 21 to it to have the score that he had against Wake Forest with 35. Most ever he had, his former record, was also this season, November 28th, 2014, at home against Holy Cross, he had 25. He now has 35 as his career high and 35 as his new high against an ACC opponent for Raheem Christmas, who you will hear from right after this step aside on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today. Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app, which you can download by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. That's WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. That's for all Apple users, iPod, iPhone, iPad. For those of you using the Google Play Store that don't have an iPhone or an iPod, go straight to the Google Play Store and search Wake Up Call DT. That's Wake Up Call DT. All one word, D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. Over 430 shows, and the beauty of it all, you can never lose the signal. You get original content you won't find anywhere else. And for this time being, it's free, so make sure you download it now. And when you download it for free, you get all 430-plus shows. Not a couple shows, not here and there or what I did this month. You get all 400-plus by downloading it right now. Wake Up Call DT, the free app from Apple as well as the Google Play Store. As promised, here with me, one-on-one, are my conversations with the Syracuse Orange men's basketball team, and we will start with Rakeem Christmas on his historic night for himself, 35 points. Rakeem Christmas, here's my conversation with him on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
Rock, as far as what the teams are saying, Caleb said that he kind of knew in the beginning that you were going to be the focal point of this team. How important is that for you, and how have you kind of taken that leadership role at this point, not just in points, but overall?
It was very important. Like I said, coaching still needed to step up this year, and that's something I had to do. I've been working hard in the summertime, and I know this year I had to come out and do a lot of things. Like I said, I don't mind being in this situation. I hit the ball a lot. I can make plays on there. I can find my teammates, and I just want to help my team win.
As far as this season, unlike any other season, now that you know that you're getting that vision, they're looking out for you first and foremost, how has it kind of caused you to grow, and how have you grown through practice as well as your knowledge of the game and the teams that you're going up against as well?
It's caused me to grow a lot. Like I said, last year, CJ was a leader, him and Bobby was a leader, and they were getting the ball a lot. So I know this year I was going to have to step it up, and I know they're going to start giving me the ball a lot this year. And when I got the ball, if they play me one-on-one, coach just want me to go. And if they would double me, that's how I could find an open person. So, this year's been going good for me in terms of playing. And we just need to start drawing together.
One thing that's not being talked about a lot is obviously your free throws and your ability to do that at the end of the game. Go into that and how important it is, because the emphasis is definitely on there as far as winning by 3 points, but something that's not really spoken about too much.
Oh, it's very important that these free throws. We work on them every day in practice. And when you get in a situation like this, like you said, you make them in practice, you got to go there and make them in the game too.
From Rakeem Christmas, we now move over to Trevor Cooney, another part of the necessary trio, definitely stepping up this season, becoming more consistent. Don't believe me? Check out my story on the Right Now page of WakeUpCallDT.com. Cooney gone wild. It's Cooney through the first 16 games of Syracuse's regular season this season as compared to last season. Take a look at what Cooney's done from the first 8 to the second 8 and compare that to last season. Trevor Cooney, Cooney gone wild. Check it out on the Right Now page of WakeUpCallDT.com with your free site press pass. Now one-on-one with Trevor Cooney.
Trevor, go into how Rocky, obviously what he did tonight, just what he's meant to this team and how he's become a true focal point for you guys.
Rocky, he's been like that all year, and we know that. And he's our guy. He's our CJ Fair from last year. So and when you have a guy like that, you know that you got to give him the ball in situations, and you got to constantly look for him. And we're doing that. We're giving the ball in great spots, and he's doing the rest. He's playing unbelievable, and that's just because of all his hard work that he's put in, and it's finally showing off.
How much is your game, your individual game, affected by his, and vice versa? How much have you been playing off each other in your mind?
I played with Rock for a long time, so I know what he can do, and I know when he gets going, and I know people are going to double team him, and so I just got to find the open spot, and he knows where I'm going to be, and I know where he's going to be, and where I need to give him the ball, and we have that connection, which is good. When players have that connection, good things happen.
We'll take our final step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. When we come back, we'll hear from the backcourt, Ron Patterson and Caleb Joseph, coming up here where sports meets life. Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreisigLady.com, D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreisigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in DreisigLady Apparel.
DREISSIG lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DREISSIG lady.com.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. As promised, coming up right now, my one-on-one conversation with Ron Patterson, second-year guard for the Syracuse Orange.
Well, Coach talked about the fact that you did some good things in there and that your stats don't necessarily show it. How did you kind of take your game today?
I think I played well. No, I could have played better. Like that, I missed a couple of free throws. And I think I played all right. Got fine players. Got a couple looks. Got Trev up a look. Just playing hard on defense.
As far as this team, obviously with Rakim and what he did with 35 points and everything he's done this season, is it really your mentality and Mike's and Trevor as well as Caleb to make sure that you're looking for him first and foremost?
Yeah. First option in every play is Rock. It's going to be Rock. Get the ball, Rock, ball to Rock. They're going to help. So me and Trev, Mike will be out there for the shooting. So we've got to get the ball to Rock most of the time so they can double team, triple team before we can get open.
As far as the outside shooting, you were able to make one that was big at the time. Mike Benajay was able to do the same thing. And Trevor, just what you can say about spreading the ball around and how defenses obviously aren't going to focus on all three of you.
Just playing hard, making open shots, really basically what we try to do, got us going. We got to go on defense, then our offense start clicking.
What was it about the defense in this game? Because obviously your defense has had times where they can shut down, but what happened in this one?
I think we didn't get out into the seven footer. We didn't read personnel. Like he had 26 points, and the player sitting got 26. So sometimes we got to make adjustments. I said we made adjustments on stopping the ball, stopping the dribble job, then 3-point shot opened up. So we guys got to keep making adjustments as the game go on.
And then lastly, for me, as far as a couple of those shots where you went inside and then missed those layups, just what you were seeing and what you can say about that kind of going from here.
Just keep being aggressive, man. That's all. Stop taking the rim more.
From Ron Patterson, keeping in the backcourt, to Caleb Joseph. Caleb, who had two good plays to start the game against Wake Forest, had that nice feed inside to Rakim Christmas, who did the Statue of Liberty dunk, put the ball straight up in the air and slammed it home for a posterizing dunk that looked NBA-esque. Yes, I said it. And Caleb Joseph, who kept the handle when Trevor Cooney fed him the ball on the baseline and was able to get under the basket, keep the handle, and make his shot. After that, Caleb Joseph struggled and was put on the bench, but we had a conversation after that game to talk about where he's at, his comfort level, and more. One-on-one right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
This game, what you took away from it, what you saw from it, as far as what the team did overall and then your play as well?
I think guys rallied, came up. Guys made big plays down the stretch of the game. Rock played a phenomenal game. He made a lot of clutch free throws for us. Trevor was huge for us. And Mike made a lot of big plays coming off the pick and roll tonight.
As far as what you're seeing, as well as Trevor and Ron and Mike as well, when it comes to Rocky and Christmas, is that the number one where you're going first and where you want to go first as far as how this backcourt's looking?
Yeah, I think that was established early on in the season that he was our best offense. That he was our best option offensively, because a lot of guys don't really have a lot of teams don't have big men as versatile as him who can really guard him. So I think as long as he has a mismatch, that's going to be our priority.
You going in and then Ron going in, kind of separating that time. What have you been learning with switching time with Ron Patterson so far?
Coach just wants me to attack, just be super aggressive. So just trying to figure out when to pick my spots and when to be aggressive. But yeah, I think that's just the most important thing. He just always telling me to just stay super aggressive.
Lastly, for me, you're about 20 games into the season. How are you kind of viewing everything and your comfort level and where you're at right now at this point?
I think I'm comfortable. I'm fine out there. I think coach has asked me to be more aggressive, so that's something I'm going to do moving forward.
I would like to thank Steve Evans, the head coach of Lemoyne College men's basketball team, as well as Rakeem Christmas, Trevor Cooney, Ron Patterson, and Caleb Joseph of the Syracuse Orange men's basketball team for being a part of today's Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. I'd also like to thank Carvel DeWitt for the annoying moment of the week. Get the Wake Up Call Sunday only there, exclusively there, on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. And go out to Honda City. I thank Honda City for the winning drive. Honda City of Liverpool, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, the place for you to go in Liverpool, New York, to get your next vehicle, to feel safe at a good price, something that is durable. Honda CR-V is very durable. The Honda product in general. I say CR-V because I'm biased. I love the CR-V. So make sure you get out to Honda City. You will not be disappointed if you get in a CR-V. Get out there and the Ridgeline that they have at Honda City, as well as my buddy had an Accord, loved his Accord, had his for a very long time. They upgraded, they got a CR-V as well. So make sure you get out to Honda City of Liverpool. Call before if you want to set up an appointment, 315-451-6750. I also want to put a special thanks out to Borio's Restaurant, as well as Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Lady, and Fan Hands. The book 15 Feet for Free at AuthorHouse.com on sale now, giving 50% of every single book you buy back to veterans. So make sure that you get out and get that book as soon as possible so that you can help give back to veterans today. Don't miss out on that opportunity. So thank you as well to Cam's Pizzeria, who brings you a slice of every single week, looking at all of the schools, all the student athletes in the colleges and universities around the area that Cam's Pizzeria proudly serves. Oswego State Lakers Athletics, as well as Onondaga Community College Lasers, the Lemoyne College Dolphins, and the Syracuse University Orange. Don't miss out on a slice of. You can go back and listen to every episode of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on the Wake Up Call DT page of wakeupcalldt.com. Very simple. Always there for you 24/7, 365, and if the Mayans or anybody ever changes the calendar again, it'll be there for you on that day too. God bless you, be well, and I'll talk to you very soon. This is Where Sports Meets Life.